And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. All right, the first thing I'm going to do this morning is tell you a pretty cool story about me, my very unique and sexy voice, and my name brand recognition rate. You see, last weekend I had the privilege of being the master of ceremonies for one of the largest American Red Cross fundraising events in Northern California. Come on, who doesn't love the Red Cross? Let's face it, without you, the Red Cross, our country would be in shambles. Now, this event took place at the stunning Carmel Valley Ranch, which for those of you who haven't been there, wow. I mean, this place is magnificent and deserves to be voted the best resort in Northern California. Plus, they had great pizza and lemon drops and lots of yummies. Now, first of all, you got to know something about me. It was such an honor to be the MC of this beautiful and important event because we helped raise over $139,000 for the Red Cross. And you know what they're going to buy? They're going to buy two more emergency response vehicles to help people suffering in California. And believe me, there are tens of thousands of people who have been helped by you, the American Red Cross. So while I'm at this really swanky event, I literally met hundreds of total and complete strangers. So this is what I would say to them. Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and thank you so much for attending the event. And the theme of comments communicated back to me all night long went something like this. Hi, Ronnie. I love your voice, and I love your radio show, which I gotta tell you, it felt really good to hear. Or, hey, Ronnie, I love your voice, and wow, you look so much better in person than you do on TV. To which, of course, I gotta thank my plastic surgeon, Dr. Arnold Amonte. Or people would also say to me, hey, Ronnie, I remember you from all of your TV appearances because you're the tax lady. To which, of course, I would have to say to these drunk people, no, no, no. I was the tax lady for 2 decades, and I own the largest law firm of its kind in the United States. But today, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and I'm the host of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. So I encourage you and everyone listening, do me a favor, go check out our beautiful website at ronniedeutschradio.com. You see, my point here is pretty simple. The vast majority of people that I met at the largest American Red Cross event in NorCal, they knew my name and they remembered me from TV as the tax lady. And that's because, as you know, I was seen all over TV, right? I did commentary for Fox, Fox Business, CNN, NBC, The Today Show, and countless others. But guess what? Today, at 54 years old, I'm a hell of a lot smarter and wiser. And the great news is, our radio show is really kicking butt. So I feel pretty good this morning, except for my broken heart. All right? You know that I've got a heart, and I feel sick inside for the 26 innocent people killed in a Texas church by yet another mentally sick and demented coward who was somehow able to buy a bunch of guns and high-powered weapons to slaughter innocent people. Even though this sick dude, right, he beat his wife, he fractured his son's skull, and he even escaped from a mental facility. I mean, is it really that easy for a mentally unstable person who beats their wives and their kids and even spends a year in military prison to get a gun? You see, this is why I've got to ask you the following question. Are you ready? Do you want to put an end to all of the mass shootings in our great country? Even if doing so is going to require you and everyone else to totally and completely think outside of the box. Because the truth is, I personally want to end all mass shootings. And I know how. Are you ready? I want to arm all mentally stable people in our country with 2 different firearms. First of all, I want everyone to have a Smith & Wesson revolver like I do, and I want everyone else to carry an AK-47. Yeah, I'm dead serious. Now, I realize that many of you listening right now, you are going to respectfully disagree with me. Because you know what you believe? You believe that our country actually needs the opposite. You want us to purge all of our firearms and be more like Canada and England. And don't get me wrong, I can certainly appreciate your argument and all of the statistical data about gun violence. I mean, let's look at all of the people who were killed in 2015 in Canada versus America. You see, in Canada, where the population is about 25 million people, there were only 172 deaths by gun in 2015. And yet in America, where the population is 10 times that of Canada, we had a whopping 13,286 deaths by guns, which actually breaks down to about 36 deaths every single day. So what does that mean? That means by the time my radio show is over, 1 to 2 people are actually going to be killed in America by some nut job who owns a gun. You see, the reality about America is simple. You, America, you are never, ever going to give up your guns. And I don't think you should. You see, right now, this statistic is going to freak you out. Because Americans, we make up about 4.5% of the entire global population. And yet, in our great country, we actually own 42% of all of the world guns. And I own a couple myself. I mean, what does that tell you? Because what it tells me is pretty simple. Americans love their guns. And you know what else Americans love? They love the National Rifle Association. So do you really think our failed federal and state government has the balls to demand that you give up your guns when you have a constitutional right to bear arms? What you need to know is it's never going to happen. In fact, the NRA, they have 5 million members, and they've got some of the most connected lobbyists in Washington, which is why you have got to start thinking totally and completely outside of the box. Because what I'm trying to tell you is that no one is ever going to be able to take away your guns unless they send some artificial intelligence Terminator-like robot to your house to forcefully take it. And I'm telling you, that is never, ever going to happen. Now think about this for a minute. Do you really think our government has the manpower, the money to go door to door and collect your guns? They don't, which is why we've got to change how we think, and we need to arm every mentally stable person in our country with a gun. You see, if we don't wake up and start arming our citizens with guns, you know what's going to happen? We are going to see 500 people get shot in a mall. We are going to see kids in schools get killed. But if someone in that church in Texas had a gun, they would all be still alive today. And again, I know that you are going to disagree with me, but the bottom line is, I want you to know that you can feel safe owning a gun if you're mentally stable, and you can feel safe that your children are going to be at school with guns that their teachers and their principals have, because I am 100% certain we can stop all mass shootings if we simply changed our attitude about guns. Now, I know that's a deep topic, and I know I get a little bit crazy, but you need to know something. We have too many sick and demented people with guns, so you need to be armed so you can protect yourself against them. All right, everybody, I've got an incredible show for you. We are going to talk about our veterans and how amazing they are and what they do for you, your children, and our families. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I got to tell you something. I have in studio the rock star plastic surgeon, and his name is Dr. Arnold Almonte. And for those of you who haven't noticed, I love the way I look. Good morning, Dr. Almonte, and welcome back.
Hi, Ronnie. Good morning to you, and thanks for having me back.
All right. I want to ask you a big question. What do you believe is the approach to beauty?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, I get asked that all the time. The way I approach beauty is you have to look at the whole picture. Whenever I meet someone for the first time as a consultation, you look at the whole picture of the face and you try to assess how to take the proper steps to achieve what we want. So I use a very stepwise fashion. And, you know, like we did for you, we'll take steps to treat certain parts of the face as we move on to bigger parts, and we can talk about that.
And Dr. Almonte, let's talk about step number one. It was me actually going to your office and being like, wow, this is what it's like to meet with a plastic surgeon. Can you talk about that consultation? Because I have to admit, I was a little nervous because I'm not a girly girl, Dr. Almonte, and I've never had anything done to my face.
You know, you bring up a great point because a lot of times I'll meet folks who are very experienced with plastic surgery that have had other stuff done, so I can approach them a certain way. And the way I approached you, someone who's never had anything done, that's a whole different way of looking at things. So, for example, for you, I wanted just to start easy. We did the first thing, which I think is very good, like Botox. And that, gosh, it made your eyes look great, okay? And now, the next thing we did was look at some of the moles on your face. I wanted to just kind of get rid of those things and kind of smoothen your skin first. And then we moved on to the next step.
Yes, and I want to let everyone know right now, for those of us just joining us, we've got Dr. Arnold Almonte, my personal plastic surgeon. And I was micro-needled yesterday in Dr. Almonte's office. And Dr. Almonte, I've got a lot of red on my face, but can you explain how beautiful my skin is going to look once this heals?
So microneedling is taking tiny needles and running them over the surface of your skin, causing tiny little injuries. Okay, you imagine a little tiny poke of a needle on your skin creates a tiny hole. The body heals it by producing new skin. Now imagine like 1,000 of those or 10,000 of those over your entire face. That's a ton of new skin cells and new collagen that the body is producing in response. And if you would like a personalized cosmetic consultation, our number is 916-771-2062. Again, that's 916-771-2062. As we both sit here, we're losing collagen. And each day we lose collagen, it changes our skin. So the body responds to injury by producing collagen. So what the challenge has been for plastic surgeons is how to, you know, quote unquote, injure the face in a cosmetically acceptable fashion. Microneedling has emerged really over the last few years as the treatment of choice for doing that.
And I've got to tell you, Dr. Almonte, again, I've never had anything done to my face. And here I am, I've had Botox, I've had my moles removed, which my mom is so happy to see, and I now have been microneedled. What do you think my skin is going to look and feel like, Dr. Almonte, as a result of the microneedling procedure?
Right now you're going through this redness phase. As that heals, some of your skin will peel, and then what you see is this nice new fresh layer of brand new skin. Depending on the severity of your sun damage or skin damage, you know, you repeat this process maybe a couple more times. Wow, now you're looking at a whole new set of
wow.
New fresh layer.
I need
of skin.
To make a comment. You said, Ronnie, as we're sitting here, we lose collagen. Dr. Almonte, I think my producer and I have also lost some brain cells. All right, so what I want to know, Dr. Almonte, is what are some other, again, beauty and our approach to my face, your clients' faces, it could be different. But tell me about this step-by-step approach.
So once we get the skin sort of handled, which is what we're doing now, then we look at these two other areas of the face, volume In other words, do we need more volume or do we need less of it? Should I do some liposuction and get rid of some volume, or do we need to add some fat to improve the volume or increase it? And then the other thing is the skin texture itself. The skin loses elasticity as we age, so things start to hang and start to sag. So the question is, do we need to start to tighten things with procedures that will tighten the skin? Once again, our phone number for a personalized consultation is 916-771-2062. That's 916-771-2062.
Now, Dr. Amante, I think you may have been in studio on the day that I confessed I do not like my little big fat belly. And you just said something that gave me goosebumps. You said, Ronnie, we can add fat? Does that mean you're going to take fat from my belly and add it to my face? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I mean, fat transfer has emerged over the last maybe few years as really one of the most effective ways of adding volume. And, you know, we have products called fillers that do the job as well, and they're fine. But fat not only adds volume, it also brings in stem cells. And that's a whole topic for another day, but stem cells just rejuvenates the skin like no other.
You see, one thing I want to confess to you is I have more energy because my face looks amazing. I have more confidence. People are coming up to me, Dr. Amante, and telling me, Ronnie, how old are you? And I say, Dr. Amante says the 54 is the new 34. So can you tell me about your clients' confidence and how you make them feel on the inside?
Well, you know, that's really sort of like the hidden magic behind plastic surgery. Sure, I can talk to you about the details, the technical aspects of it, but in reality, what we're doing is we're restoring confidence. We're restoring just a vigor for life. And patients are just loving the way they look.
What about downtime? A lot of people have said to me, Ronnie, is there downtime? You know, you talk about Dr. Amante all of the time, but what about downtime? Do people have to go to the hospital and go under anesthesia to get a result like this?
This is a really evolution in plastic surgery where we can do a lot of things to beautify the face with little or no downtime. Local anesthesia has really transformed the way we do plastic surgery, especially for surgical procedures. Our location, which is in Roseville, and our phone number is 916-771-2062. That's 916-771-2062.
Dr. Amante, do the vast majority of your clients start with Botox like I did, or do you find that people are seeking something other than Botox?
Yeah, no, Botox is, we sometimes refer to it as the gateway drug of plastic surgery. I mean, it's just a humorous way of using. But in reality, yeah, you know, you start with the Botox, then you move on to the fillers, and then we do some microneedling, and then we eventually end up talking about some surgical procedures, depending on the patient. But yeah, that's one of the very first things that people seek.
You see, I remember in our first consultation when you literally took my face and you pulled it back a little, and I just saw a whole nother person. Do you do that with everyone, Dr. Amante, so they can get a sense of what it looks like after your hands touch their face?
Absolutely. And I'll refer to that as my final point. It's what we call the true face, Ronnie. I define it as what you see when the excess is pulled away, excess fat, excess skin. So people can see exactly what's hidden underneath sort of the aging skin and the loosening skin. They see their true face, and that's what I want them to see.
Well, I want to tell you, Megan Reeves, our mortgage expert, loves her new face, as do I. I know you guys know that I got a crush on Dr. Amante. I can't help myself. I love him, and I love the way I look. All right, I need you to stick around because we have our badass real estate expert, Renee Nielsen, in studio, and she's got great news for you about the housing market in Sacramento. All right, all that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I got to tell you something about the surf. You see, we've got our hot real estate expert, Renee Nielsen, in studio, and you know what she told me? She told me that you, Theo Faber, you know, that father of that famous UFC champion Uriah Faber. Renee told me that you're a fan and you love the way that I say Ronnie Deutsch. Well, you know what? I want you to come down here, come in studio so I can shake your hand. All right, everybody, we're going to talk about the Sacramento real estate market and the trends that are going on. So, Renee, can you please let everyone know what is happening in our unbelievable city and market?
The market is very, very strong. We keep getting information from all the news bureaus that the market's the strongest that it's been, and it's going to continue to be strong for quite a while. I'm hearing 18 months, but we'll see. I don't have a crystal ball. What we know is that there's still a shortage in homes. Affordability is a little bit on the tight side for a lot of people. There's a shortage in labor, but there are some deals. So right now, the Central Valley isn't quite as high priced as, you know, you might find a beachside home to be. I will tell you, this last weekend, we went into contract on a house and we had 5 different offers on a home. We priced it so it had value. We tried to price it fair and people were just dying to have this home. Now, it was beautifully decorated. It was move-in ready, of course. So everybody wanted it, but we ended up 5 offers and $20,000 higher than our list price. So it was really incredible to watch. And I think my sellers are winning.
Renee, you talk about the market and we look at the next, let's say, 12 to 18 months, and it looks pretty strong. Do you believe that if there is a correction, will the correction start in San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, and the coastal cities? Or do you believe that correction is going to be inland towards the ocean?
It's completely possible. In the past, we've seen a lot of trends start in the major metropolitan areas like that. So it is definitely possible. We'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Now, Renee, you know how much I love tax reform. However, when I heard that they were thinking of limiting the mortgage interest deduction to a $500,000 cap, it concerned me. Can you tell me the silver lining in all of this tax reform news as it relates to the housing industry?
Well, Ronnie, it's very interesting to follow this. And, you know, the plan isn't done yet. So it morphs as it goes along. The California Association of Realtors is really, really against all that's going on. But I'll have to say that there's some exciting things about it, too. And one is that what they're proposing is a lot of really great changes for big businesses and business in general. And so I did some research on what a business could bring to communities. And for example, when Amazon builds their second production facility, they could bring in 50,000 jobs, and that really translates to 125,000 new people in whatever area they choose to be in. Now, we won't know until the beginning of next year where that's going to be. If you have any real estate questions, please call me at 833-697-3832. That's 833-697-3832.
You see, Renee, you made a brilliant point just now about tax reform and how business owners will greatly benefit, right? And then we know that builds the economy. We've got more people employed and more money. Do you see that then as trickling down here in Sacramento and having more opportunities for people to buy homes? Is that your thought?
I actually love it because I feel like when there's a big business that leads an area, you have security for families. And I mean, we have Intel out here in Folsom and they head up that area. It's great.
Now, what about some key advice that you have for people? Because you always talk to me, Renee, about your buyers saving money and your sellers making more money. So get me excited this morning about how people can make more money in real estate or save money if they're looking to buy.
I actually want to tell you how homeowners right now can save money. And then when they go to sell, they're going to be even happier campers. Starting to be the rainy season. So I want to remind everyone to clean out their gutters. Really what happens is when your gutters start to overflow and you don't do that one thing, then you start to have wood that rots under next to the eaves. And then now you're looking at a giant bill that's coming up. And some people, wink, wink, have parents who may have a little leak in their ceiling up above their skylight that they might want to go help them, Ronnie.
You are so funny. I've been on the phone with you and I hear your freaking alarm going off in the background, wink, wink. What are you talking about? Tell me right now what you're talking about, okay?
Ronnie, your mom has a little skylight leak and it's going to be the rainy rainy season. So if it's not you, you need to have your brother go up there and check it out and help her. So,
Wait, Mom, do you hear that? Renee is outing you right now, and you like to feed her, Mom. So what do people need to know, Renee? Because you're bringing up a great point. My mom's got a leak. We've got other issues as it relates to houses. What are your thoughts on the safety issues as well as making sure the home stays at a high value?
The main thing is just do the maintenance. So we discovered on one of the homes that we're selling that there's a little bit of tiles that are cracked on the roof. And it's not a big deal now. The tiles aren't, nothing's leaking, but eventually it will. So you might as well get it repaired. One little issue always turns into something major if you let it, you know, lapse over time. So
now, Renee, I've actually seen homes that you've listed, and the inside, they're gorgeous. What do you do to help your clients sell their homes for top dollar?
Oh my gosh, they're gorgeous because it's not just me, but we get the client to work a little bit more than they're used to, too. I try to take that off their back as much as possible, but everyone has to put in a little elbow grease. So basically, we try to clean up the house as much as possible. And again, we're fixing all of the things that we need to fix. In fact, there is something that you guys should be aware of. It's not just the photos. We also ran into an issue with Kitech Plumbing. So Kitech Plumbing is an issue around the Sacramento area, and homes from the 1990s onward, a lot of them have this plumbing, and it can go at any time. And so people are seeing sporadic leaks. And so there's particular companies that will come in and fix, but it's a big deal. So those are some of the things that we want to check out.
And are you saying, Renee, if they've got these issues, it's going to decrease the value of their homes? Is that the concern here?
It could be an expense that comes up when you're negotiating, which is not as ideal. You want to get top dollar for your home. So if you have a home that has that in there, you're going to have to negotiate it. If you'd like to have a certified negotiation expert like me, go ahead and give me a call at 833-697-3832, and we'll address those issues with you.
All right, everybody. You know how excited I get when Renee comes in studio. Believe me, if you saw her, you'd get excited too. Now, as all of you know, I love veterans. That's why I need you to stick around, because I am dedicating my last segment to you, veterans, to celebrate this amazing Veterans Day weekend. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. Now, this segment may be my favorite segment of the year, and that's because I love veterans and want to honor and salute all of them today. I mean, don't you love veterans? Because if it wasn't for the millions of brave men and women who served our great country since the inception of the United States Army way back in 1775, I guarantee you that we would be speaking Russian, Chinese, or German. I'm serious. That is why I believe that we've got to do more for our veterans and their families every single day. Because the last time I checked, these men and women, they dedicate their lives to protecting you, your liberties, and your freedom from as far away as Africa. Yes, Africa. And you remember what I talked about a couple of weeks ago, right? I talked about those four brave servicemen who were killed in Africa last month. And I went on the record to say that I need to get our military personnel out of Africa. I'm not talking about that Robert Redford or Meryl Streep movie that was called Out of Africa. Instead, I'm talking about getting all of our men and women out of Africa, because you know why? We don't have the resources over there to ensure their safety, which means more of our amazing men and women are risking their lives for you and me. Now, speaking of loss of life, do you realize that almost 2 million of our veterans and military personnel, they have died because they decided to join the military and fight for your freedom? Yeah. Do you understand how many people that is? Look at the population of states like Idaho or Hawaii or West Virginia or Nebraska or New Mexico. I'm talking about 2 million people who have died for your freedom. So for those of you this morning who think that your freedom is free and that freedom is somehow a privilege or a right that you have because you're an American citizen, shame on you, because nothing could be further from the truth. So my next question for you this morning is pretty powerful. Are you ready? Do you believe that our government is failing our military personnel and their families? Or is it just me that's feeling this way this morning? Because you know what? I feel like not only is the military failing their own, but I also believe that they're letting down military families and non-military families, which includes the 26 families who were killed in Texas just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, I believe that if the military did their job competently, we would not have mentally unstable people being able to buy guns and kill people. Because that dude who killed those people in Texas, he never should have been able to get a gun. So you, the military, you gotta fix the problems, man. You gotta fix the sinking ships because our veterans deserve more. In fact, you know what? I'm going on the record right now, and I'm going to say that when the military actually audits all of the mentally unstable people who have served in our military and been discharged, I bet a lot of them own guns in America. Yeah, I'm talking about 25 to 100,000 people in America who should have no business owning a gun. But again, I go back to you, the military. You've got these amazing men and women who are serving our country proudly, so they deserve your best. We don't want an epidemic of unstable veterans owning guns. Instead, we would like to help veterans who are struggling with post-traumatic stress syndrome or anything else. That's right. I want you veterans to get what you deserve. But you know what that requires? It requires our military from protecting us and everyone here in America from some crazy tragedies. You see, let me tell you about the answer to this question. I believe that we need to allocate more money. Now, I know many of you are going to say, Ronnie Deutsch, you've lost your freaking mind. Why in the world do we need to allocate more than $700 billion to our military and our defense? I'll tell you 26 reasons why, right? And those are the dead people in Texas. Because you, the military, our federal government, you failed. And it seems like the military keeps settling for mediocrity. I mean, all we got to do is look at the 7th Fleet down in Japan, where we've got 140,000 proud sailors that are protecting you and me and our freedom. But do you remember what happened? The boats keep crashing during the day, right? These boats are broken, they're outdated, and we don't have good leaders. And I want to tell you something about being a leader. I'm a leader. And I know what it takes to be a leader. You need to have courage, you need to have a brain, and you need to stand up to the bullies. Well, guess what's going on in the Navy? We've got Navy admirals. You know what? They've been arrested for taking money, taking Rolex watches, and taking prostitutes from corrupt businesses who want contracts. Shame on you, naval admirals. I want you to recognize and realize that you matter, veterans, because you know what? Our country is amazing, but we're only as good as our military. And if you naval officers aren't doing what you should do, that means that our sailors' lives are at risk. You see, the point that I am trying to make this morning to celebrate you, veterans, and to honor Veterans Day is very simple. Veterans deserve better ships. They deserve better guns. They deserve better personnel. They deserve better leaders, better hospitals. And you know what else? We need to pay our veterans more money. Now, why is that? Because veterans risk their lives for you, and they risk their lives for me. Let me tell you something. My Uncle Julie, he went to war, and he was a tall, handsome man. But guess what? he came back without a leg. And when my Uncle Julie came back and lost his leg after serving our country proud, he changed. He didn't get the treatments that he needed because there was no treatment back then. And now we've got veterans hospitals that are still overcrowded. And we got veterans that are homeless. In fact, right now, you and I can walk through all of the major towns in California. And you and I can see veterans sleeping in bushes, right? You got veterans sleeping under the overpass. And I'm sick of it. And I want to know what you, Jerry Brown, what you politicians are going to do to help our veterans. Because here's my advice to you, Jerry Brown. I need you to G-O-Y-A. I need you to get off your ass and help the veterans that are sleeping in the bushes right down the street from your house. I mean, what is wrong with our nation if we've got veterans that are killing themselves and veterans that are homeless and veterans that cannot find a great job? You see, that's why I want you today to do me a favor. I want you to respect our flag. I want you to respect our country. And I want you to respect our military more than you do today. In fact, you know what I want you to do? I want you to do me a favor. The next time you see a military man or a military woman, I'm asking you to please tell them that Ronnie Deutsch loves you and thanks you for our service. But we can't stop there. The only way that you can help this problem is by writing our politicians and asking them to fix all of the glaring problems in our military. Because you know what? They deserve better, as do their families and loved ones. And so you know what I want to do? I want to end today's show by telling you simply this. Military personnel and veterans, I want to thank you for the privilege that I feel every single day to be an American citizen. You see, I have the freedom to love, to live, and to serve in the greatest state and the greatest country because of you. So God bless you, veterans. I look forward to supporting you and your cause. Have a great weekend, everyone. I look forward to seeing you next week on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.